chasing down an Amish, yes, Amish farmer, whose mission in life is to raise food for those around him. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Listen to this clip taken from the Tucker Carlson Show.
The U.S. Marshals Service recently raided Amos Miller's organic and holistic farm, demanding he cease operations, and they charged him with $300,000 fines, economically crippling the man. And what's happening is you have the armed federal agents are demanding he stop food production because of the meat, and you have him saying, well, you know what, I want to keep farming. So you have this back and forth between the giant empire of the U.S. federal government and this tiny little farm in Burdenham, Pennsylvania.
So they went after gyms, organic farmers, and churches. So maybe they're against anything that's wholesome and edifying that makes you stronger and healthier and in favor of everything that diminishes you and makes you more dependent.
And another thing the community says is that they're coming after Amos to set an example. They're coming after an independent, successful farmer who takes out the government middlemen and provides food directly to his community and his people. Another thing I'll add is Amos's farm doesn't use any gasoline or any fertilizer.
Here's the part I loved.
Maybe if he promises to put more chemicals in the milk that turn kids trans.
Absolutely beautiful. So, the government takes out a simple Amish farmer because... I'll leave it up to you listeners to fill in the blank.
I hope you found this program informative and useful. I'm David Sparks, proud to represent the Ag Information Network.